are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you'd like, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI as we launch here into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 as we continue here taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's continue and talk to John listening in Clearwater to WFLA. Hello, John.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, John?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about what is money.
Please.
First of all, money is an idea backed by confidence. And that's really all it is. It's a method of exchange for services.
Correct.
So you don't have to change a pig for a loaf of bread.
Exactly. A medium of exchange. It evolved because people were exchanging pigs for bread, and then they found the problem was that sometimes if you wanted a pig and you didn't have bread and you had something that the pig owner had that the pig owner didn't want, that you had an impasse. But money, something that's uniquely valuable between the individuals, could make trading a lot easier.
Exactly. And a little bit of history. One of the islands that was ruled by the French, when they sent the French away, they no longer had a method of exchange. So what they did is they went around and they decided they would use gourds, and the person in charge took all of the gourd trees as under the government auspices, and then gourds were the method of exchange. And they carried that on down to their paper money and called them gourds also. But that was how they solved the problem of their method of exchange going away.
One of the problems with using things like banana peels or other natural things is that they, kind of over time deteriorate. And that's why gold and silver ended up becoming kind of the world standard for hard metals, becoming the world standard for real money.
Thousands of years.
Right. Now, one thing that people need to know that is that production is the basis of morale, and that's why people don't feel good when they just sit on the sideline and take from everybody else. Mm-hmm. They're not producing anything, so they don't feel good. And the government, really, when it doesn't provide any method for them, any way for them to produce, or when it bypasses the production and just gives stuff to them free, then it ruins their morale, and then you have a lot of crime and upsets.
It enslaves them in the process, because if you're getting a check for $2,000 a month, I don't know, I'm just making some number up, but if you're getting a check for $2,000 a month, and they say that you can't go out and get a job without losing the check, then you're stuck. You're never going to get any, you're on a fixed income, and you're never going to achieve anything.
Exactly. Now, if I could, I'd like to give you a little bit of data that people can use to help themselves in their work. There's actually, you could isolate four conditions of exchange. The first, you could consider a group which takes in money but does not deliver anything in exchange, and this is called ripoff. It's the exchange condition of robbers, taxmen, governments, and other criminal elements.
Yep.
Second is a condition of partial exchange. The group takes in orders or money for goods and then delivers part of it, or a corrupted version of what was ordered. This is called shortchanging or running into debt, in that more and more is owed in services or goods by the group. This is what we're doing with our money system right now. The third condition is the exchange known legally and in business practice as fair exchange. One takes in orders and money and delivers exactly what has been ordered, and most successful businesses and activities work on the basis of fair exchange. The fourth condition of exchange is not common, but it could be called exchange in abundance. Here one does not give one two-for-one or free service, but he gives something more valuable than money was received for. As an example, the group has diamonds for sale. The average diamond is ordered, and the group delivers a blue-white diamond above average, and it also delivers it promptly and with courtesy.
It's always nice when somebody exceeds expectations, but I would like to say that even in a fair trade, so-called, generally each side believes he or she is getting more for what they purchase. They believe that they're getting the better deal, otherwise they wouldn't have made the deal in the first place.
Yes, that can be. But this fourth condition is the way to really expand and prosper. When you give courtesy and, you give the product that was desired, but you give it, in a
in an exceptional way.
In an exceptional way, yes. And
customer service makes a difference.
I think you're absolutely right. Like, I'm excited about the way you've described this, and this is in fact how companies excellent and exceptional companies excel. They give not only what the customer wants, but they give so much more, whether it's customer service,
yep.
A way to return it. Now it's the norm to be able to return something at a store, because I don't know which big box store decided to start doing it, but you could just, take something home. Yeah, I don't like this. You take it back. When I was a kid, it was kind of hard to return stuff. So
yeah, some companies have really liberal return policies, like crazily liberal return policies, just because they want to get your business, and they figure that in the aggregate, they'll get more business as a result of having those.
Right, and this is the way the individual can really prosper. If he delivers a good product at his work, or if he's working for himself to the people that he is delivering to, and if unions were to give exchange where they had they backed up their service with good products, they said, okay, like our guys, we guarantee our guys are going to deliver you a really good service, rather than seeing how little we can get by with, then they would prosper and the companies would prosper.
Absolutely, because word of mouth would spread and people would refer others, and then all of a sudden they'd have a bunch more business. Great thoughts tonight. I really appreciate it. Very insightful, and thank you for the call.
Could I give you one more thing?
Yeah, quick.
People can go. One of the things that helps is being able to study, and they can get free courses online at volunteerministers.org. Where they can learn how to study and how to, learn how to do the production that they want to do and be able to actually, use what they learn to produce something. And
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's always good to exceed expectations. I mean, if you're doing business,
that's
what sets you apart.
Yeah, absolutely. It sets you apart in people's mind. It's kind of what Free Talk Live does with our AMP program, where we, or not the AMP program as much as the archives. We give away our archives when every other talk show host out there requires you to sign up for some kind of monthly payment thing where you pay, $5, $6, $7, $8 a month in order to get archives. Free Talk Live gives them away for free.
Well, not to toot my own horn too much here, Mark, but it's also what we do on the business side of this, like the radio station business side of things. Free Talk Live, I think, as far as talent is concerned, I'm average at best, but I am a pretty decent business person, and I know how to treat my customers. And my radio stations, we've got different customers in this world, in the world of radio. We've got our customers who are you, the listener. We also have our customers who are our advertisers, and we have our customers who are our radio station affiliates and our internet affiliates and the people that pick up our show.
We all have to work together.
Right. And we have to satisfy all of those folks in as many ways as we possibly can. And there just aren't too many radio shows out there where the host of the show will pick up a phone and call, Enid, Oklahoma, one of his smaller market stations, and talk to him.
Unheard of.
Yeah, I mean, it really is unheard of. And I have program directors tell me all the time, well, not all the time, but often enough, of how much they appreciate the personal contact that they get from this radio program. Because, Mark, you and I, we do the business side of the show, too. We're not just people that blab into microphones every night.
We have a message that would never, ever, ever have made it into one of the major syndicated radio show companies. We're not picked and crowned by kingmakers out there. We've built our show from the ground up, from Greenville, Nowhereville, America, on into some major markets, and that's how we've been successful, and we've done it through customer service. So that's why I found what this clearly very knowledgeable caller had to say very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Very inspirational. Good stuff. Our number here tonight is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and I'm always going to be somebody that wants to take care of my customers.
Tell people how to get those archives, because is it archives.freetalklive.com?
That works, yeah. That's right. That'll get you all the way back to late 2006, and those archives are brought to you by HostGator, by the way. They are a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, go to HostGator.freetalklive.com to get your hosting done and get your first month free. If you go to HostGator.freetalklive.com. More coming up. Time for your thoughts. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in 3 delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there free. So enjoy those on us, and those features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can chat, because the Free Talk Live chat room is built in the very same page. So go and do all of it for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you, as Mark was pointing out, for their websites up front. We just give it all away. And then, you know, if you want to support us, you can do that if you feel so inclined. So enjoy the webcam free and the chat room at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. Don't know what an optical transceiver is? Go to MemoryDealers.com. They'll show you. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, they can get that private labeling done overnight. In stock,
that's crazy.
Ready. It is crazy.
That's exceeding expectations.
In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. George, listening in Michigan to WSJN in Niles. Hello, George. George, in Michigan, going once. Hello, George. We got you.
On your Federal Reserve thing, some of the research I was doing was back on our country's gold reserve. And I came across, and I'm hoping it ain't true, but that the Federal Reserve was sold all of the nation's gold a few years back for about $300 and some an ounce.
Some people speculate that there is no gold in Fort Knox, and I think it's a valid speculation. We won't know until somebody actually audits the Federal Reserve, and whether
they sure don't want that to happen.
Yeah, whether that's going to happen or not is certainly up in the air.
It's not. Reagan tried to do it, and they just said, sorry. The Federal Reserve is the one little organization that isn't governed by the government.
Well, I mean, I know there's this common thing that said in the Liberty Movement about the Federal Reserve that the Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express. Well, that's not quite an entirely accurate statement because the president picks, isn't it, the chairman?
Nominates, and then it's voted on by the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and then it's voted on by Congress.
Right. I mean, the Federal Reserve is really, it's always going to be linked with or inexorably linked to the federal government. I mean, they essentially exist at the behest of the federal government, the pleasure of the federal government. They exist to be the buyer of last resort for the federal government's treasury bonds.
Now, they may very well have told Reagan, look, you know, you keep up with this trying to audit us, and there won't be any sweet, sweet, sweet campaign contributions for anybody in the Republican Party come next term. You know, I don't know how it is they stopped him. I suspect they tried everything, every trick in the book. But if the Gipper had really wanted to, if he was really a man of principle, and I know
he wasn't.
The calls are going to come in now, but he wasn't. You know, he talked about small government, and it grew more than 60% under him. Yeah, he was just a politician,
actor
with an awesome set of quotes, but nonetheless, just a politician.
Well, isn't there something to the fact that Kennedy did try to pass a bill to get rid of the Federal Reserve, and after he was killed, immediately Johnson threw that out?
Suspicious stuff, isn't
certainly
it?
Interesting, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Our banker overlords won't allow us to discuss that.
Let's continue. You can bring up anything, and we'll talk to Anthony, listening in Eureka, KGOE.
Hello, Anthony. Jim, friends.
Hello, Anthony.
The insulation, you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. Go for it.
Yep, control the airways, bro. Listen, the installation of the revolution is spreading in the world from the Mideast in Asia to the Midwest in Eurasia or America.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen, I just came from the meeting. I want to give
Which
you a
meeting?
Report and ask you a question.
Which meeting?
The Democracy Unlimited of Humboldt County. You know that group?
Nope, I don't.
David Cobb and Caitlin Sokashi Belknap?
God, take your word for it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Move to amend. Okay. I just came from there, and they have four values and 10 principles, which you and I will all agree with, but they exclude one, and it is the psychological one. These conservatives you're talking about on Free Talk Live, and Tom Hartman talks about, and Ed Schultz, and Mike Malloy, and Rachel Maddow, are psychologically pathological. Now, they refuse to accept that or to go down that avenue. So my question is this. Twofold. What's the resolution to overcome these sociopathic conservatives who control us.
What about the sociopathic Democrats? Because they're all sociopaths.
I mean, there's a sociopath that's shooting Tomahawk missiles at people right now.
Well, Democrats who are conservative are sociopathic. I agree with that.
Good, good. I just want to make sure.
Only conservatives, though?
No, he said Democrats and conservatives are...
No, I think he said Democrats that are conservative, I believe.
Yeah.
Other Democrats aren't... Wait a minute. Hold on. When was... Have we had any presidents in this country who were not sociopaths in your lifetime?
Listen to me. Don't throw the question back at me. This is important. What's the answer to my question? Resolution. How do we overcome them if they are? Assume that's the premise.
Non-cooperation and civil disobedience, moving together as part of the Free State Project to New Hampshire, if you believe in liberty, and I don't believe that you are one who believes in liberty at this point in your life, Anthony, because you seem to be a bit of a partisan. Again, I'd like to ask you to make it clear to me, do you believe that there are any presidents within your lifetime who are not sociopaths?
Yeah, JFK. All right, I'm going to tell you the answer I gave them, and you tell me if this will work, okay? You gave me your answer, which was to resist. Okay, here's my answer. Every time they ask me this, what do you suggest, Anthony? I suggest, as Senator Schumer from New York says, if it's a psychological problem, use a psychological resolution, and that is shame them, shame them, shame them.
Is Barack Obama a sociopath?
What?
Is Barack Obama a sociopath?
Well, he's in a quasi position up there, man. You bet he's getting close to that, man. Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate the honesty, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I wouldn't say he's close to it. And I wouldn't say, and thank you for the call, Anthony, I wouldn't say that it's because of his position necessarily either. I think you pretty much have to be a sociopathic madman to even seek that presidential office. Paul accepted.
I'd love to have it. I just, it's the average guy that couldn't get it. I think that I could do some amazing things for liberty in this country, for this country, for people in it, for people around the world if I got that position. But I just don't think it's available to
most of the major players are sickos, sociopathic whack jobs who want to control others.
Power makes one sociopathic, though. I have to agree with Anthony on this one. It, because you think you can solve problems. If you think you can solve problems by killing people, there's a hallmark of sociopathy.
Look at what both Barack Obama and George Bush said prior to being elected. They both said very freedom-oriented things. They're on record saying these things. And then, of course, they got the power and completely changed what they actually did as opposed to what they said. More come up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and archives are included. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com, and they go back for years, as a matter of fact. All of it free, freetalklive.com. And here on Free Talk Live, we've talked actually tonight quite a bit about gold and silver as alternative currencies, something to move away from the Federal Reserve note to real value in having money in your life. That gold and silver holds its value against inflation fairly well over time. If you look at it like a nice suit of clothes, for instance, many decades ago, a suit of clothes would have cost a certain amount of money, and today it would cost a lot more in U.S. dollars. But in gold, it probably costs about the same today as it did 100 years ago.
It's an analogy that I've heard that in Rome, a good suit of clothes cost you an ounce of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And today, a good suit of clothes will cost you an ounce of gold. And the suggestion, I think that there's some...
It's a rough analogy.
Yeah, it's a rough analogy. I mean, but it does show that gold and silver hold their buying power.
And look at what's happening with silver right now as an example. I mean, even in my short lifetime as an adult, Mark, I've seen tremendous change in the price of silver as the government continues to inflate the money supply and continues to tool around with the Federal Reserve note and continues to just mess around with your value in your life. Silver has continued to rise in value. Now, it's not to say that silver has become that much more valuable. It's just that silver is an indicator of how worthless the U.S. government's currency is becoming. It's one indicator. It's not the sole indicator, but it works for me because silver is affordable. It doesn't cost a whole lot of money to buy an ounce of silver, whereas buying an ounce of gold is a little bit more difficult for folks, including me. So when you look at silver, I remember when I bought my first silver, it was lower than $10 an ounce. Today, it's higher than $30.
Yeah, it's true.
And I didn't buy it as an investment. I bought it to hold the value that I had earned. I had worked very hard to earn the money that I had earned, and I didn't want it to just disappear because of the government's crazy monetary system, this fiat system.
That's what's happening to every American right now.
Right. So don't take all of your money and put it into gold and silver. That's a bad idea. You still need to have those Federal Reserve notes because, unfortunately, people still use them fairly frequently, and you need them to pay bills and things like that. But if you've got some discretionary income that you would normally put into savings, take some of that and put it into gold and silver if you can afford it. It's that, for me, that's the right thing to do. I'm not saying it's the right thing for you, but that's what I've done, and that's what I continue to do. And Midas Resources makes it possible. They're our partners in doing this radio show. They run the syndicate that helps us get on 94 great radio stations across the country, and we've got a website that we've set up with them to help make buying gold and silver easy for you. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com to see what we've got there. There are just a few options, just to keep it simple, make it easy to decide what to get, because it can be overwhelming when you get into buying silver and gold, because there's so many choices out there. But just recently, Mark, I got the dime bag, if you will, from Midas. It's 1,000 dimes, which are the pre-1965 dimes, which were 90% silver. They're called junk silver or coin silver?
Coin silver, I think, is a better term.
Yeah.
Junk silver is a terrible term.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
For something, a dime that you're willing to pay $2.54.
Right, so I'm getting 1,000 dimes, and I got a great price, I think I did, on it. I checked around, too, to see what else was out there, and they got them in stock. I looked at another place that was selling dimes, and they only had 400 in stock in total. Like, ordering 1,000 from Midas is no problem. So I've done that, and they've got, of course, the fine silver as well, which I've also purchased from Midas, the 0.999. The dimes are 90%. The fine silver is 0.999. And the difference is that the dimes will weather usage better. They having that 10% of other things in the coin makes it much more, usable and can pass around and not be damaged as easily.
The other thing I like about there's several things I like about the dimes. I like the fact that they're in small denominations. They come that way. You don't have to pay extra money to have small, fine silver pieces minted.
Right.
People know what these are. They know that a dime prior to 1965 has silver in it. It's,
I don't think people know that.
I think a lot of people depends
on who you ask. Maybe someone who's been around for a while would know that, but younger people, they would have no idea.
The counterfeiting aspect is significantly lower. Nobody's going to try to create a used counterfeit dime from before 1965 because it's just too much work.
So go to silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. Either one will work, and feel free to get yourself some, because that's what I've done, and I feel good about it. So let's continue here and go to Mike, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, listen, first of all, I want to tell you that I like the idea of the Liberty Dollar, so I'm only playing devil's advocate here.
All right.
From the government's point of view, I'm assuming that... the guy who founded this and was selling this,
Bernard Van Nuys.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. I remember correctly. In any event, I'm assuming he was accepting in exchange for his silver rounds, Federal Reserve notes.
Yep. Yes,
I mean that's how people will buy. Well, I mean, I could see from some people's point of view that he's enriching himself with these worthless Federal Reserve notes by selling them, and it's silver. I mean, obviously, but he's not. There was a profit involved for him.
Sure, there was. There's a profit in every time you do. Most transactions in the world, result in a profit, and that's the reason that people do them. And we would never claim that Federal Reserve notes are worthless. I don't think anybody in their right mind would say that they're worthless. They're backed by nothing, but they're certainly not worthless. We take them for advertising dollars here on Free Talk Live, happily.
They're worth something because people believe in them. That's why they're worth something. But there's nothing wrong with making a profit in distributing an alternative currency. In point of fact, you would have to make a profit, ideally, in order to incentivize people correctly. And for instance, one of the things they did with the Liberty Dollar, again, I was a Liberty Dollar associate, so I'm fairly familiar with their system, is they would sell, when I got in, it was below 10, silver was below 10 bucks, it was like 9-ish something, and you could get the Liberty Dollar for nine something. So it was, you would pay a premium above what the actual spot price of silver was, because they're taking the time to mint the silver. They're making it very pretty. There's a process involved in that, and that costs money. But then the idea was the Liberty Dollar would be stamped with a suggested retail price. In that case, it was a $10 price point, I believe. Was it 20? Well, anyway, it was 10, then it went up to 20 later. But the idea was that you would use it at a profit as well, that you would pay like $9 for this coin or this piece, and then when you would go and you'd pay for something at a business, you would pay for it and suggest to them that this is a $10, that this is worth $10. And if they accepted it, then they would agree with you that it was worth $10, even if they knew that silver's price was $9 at the time, they would still be accepting that, and so therefore the distributors would also technically make a small profit every time they spent one into circulation, which was the incentive to spend it rather than to take it and to hoard it and keep it in a safe or bury it underground or something like that. So building that profit in actually helped to negate, oh God, I forget the name of it, there's like a certain principle that...
Moore's Law?
What is it?
No, not Moore's Law.
Starts with an
Gresham's.
H. Gresham's, that's what it is. Gresham's Law, where it suggests that bad money will be spent before good. So building a profit into the use of the Liberty Dollar was a brilliant way to encourage people to actually spend the stuff rather than hold on to it.
Thanks for educating. I mean, I didn't know, what the process there was, and I could certainly see, however, where the government might think, hey, this guy's profiting by selling fake money, even though, hey, silver is... Silver. It's got value in and of itself. The only other question I have for you guys was, does anywhere in the news release or anything, does it talk about how many of the dollars may still be out in circulation?
No, the federal government probably has no idea about that. I know that Bernard used to brag that I think it was like over $10 million worth of the Liberty Dollar being in circulation. Now, how much of that actually
is... quite a showman, too.
Right. How much of it is actually circulating is another question. I don't circulate any of mine anymore. They're collector's items, this point. Are they still circulating today? I don't know. But they're certainly out there, and there are allegedly millions of dollars worth of them. And so, by the way, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the questions. You're talking about the Liberty Dollar creator being sentenced soon to maybe 25 years in prison for creating a successful alternative currency and challenging the federal government. It's a sad day for freedom in America. More coming up. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
To all the men out there, what do you do when you're standing over the toilet and what should be a matter of seconds becomes a matter of minutes? Look, your prostate can affect your bathroom habits, including your flow and stream. It can even affect your sleep if you're waking at night to go. That's why you need to call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate and join the tens of thousands of men who've already taken charge of their health. Beta Prostate is made with natural plant sterols that support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. It's the formula no man should be without. That's why, for a limited time, new customers can get a bottle free. All you have to do is call now.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-994-9398. You only pay shipping and handling. Supplies are limited, so one free bottle per household. Call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-994-9398. That's 1-800-994-9398. 1-800-994-9398.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars. Are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793. Or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you make the call now at 800-259-9231. If you want to support this program, one of the ways you can do that is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You can go there to get a full list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Everything from printable flyers, business cards, to graphics for your website. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go back to the phones and to the fun. Benjamin, listening in California. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Ian.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm feeling very conflicted. I'm hoping maybe you guys can shed some light for me on what's happening in Libya. All the people I'm connected to in the Liberty community through your social media and whatnot seem very opposed to the international community taking action in Libya. And I kind of, you know, feel that way. Like, you know, why embroil ourselves in another war? Because they can call it a no-fly zone, but it's another war. But at the same time, I feel like we should. I mean, it's pretty clear that Gaddafi is a crazy tyrant, and these people were getting slaughtered, and why shouldn't we at least aid them, you know, and help them to defend themselves from him?
You know, I'm going to admit that I feel the same way. I'm a Quaker. I don't believe that war is a good solution. I don't want my tax dollars going towards this. But if somebody came by shaking a can saying, hey, how about some money to, help rebels in Libya, I don't think that I would necessarily turn them down. This is a very tough issue for me. What I fear the most from this is, what are the victors going to do? Are they, I mean, look what happened. Saddam Hussein, we can say, was a crazy mofo that killed his people. And many opportunities to do so, did so. What was the result of the invasion? The result was 125,000 people died by the State Department's numbers through WikiLeaks. Some people have said that the numbers are higher. I wouldn't hazard a guess, but I'm willing to go with 125,000 because the State Department went with it for themselves. You know, Saddam Hussein didn't kill those kind of numbers of his own people. Gaddafi, I consider him, I don't know. I mean, this is a tough, tough issue. The question is the peace going to be more violent and more deadly than the war?
Well, you're presuming there's going to be peace.
No, I'm using peace as a tongue-in-cheek term.
Okay, right. I mean, for me, it's not a tough issue at all because, I agree with you, Mark, that if I wouldn't be opposed to supporting some sort of private effort to fund getting arms to the people that are resisting this madman over there, I also am opposed firmly to getting the government, an agency of a violent monopoly of over coercion, getting them involved, because as you point out, collateral damage will be involved. They're going to be doing it for political reasons, and who knows what will result from the end game in that particular situation. And war is the health of the state. Supporting the state engaging in warmongering actions just increases their control and their power, and it increases their ability to steal money from people and fund their buddies in the military-industrial complex. And I understand that Gaddafi is a madman. I only support voluntary methods to solve these problems, and the state is not that method.
See, and here's my thing, because I agree with both of you. If there were some kind of, I'd chip into, a collection to help fund a private means of helping these people. And I also agree that the government has this violent monopoly. But see, that's the thing. There is no private agency that I can go and write a check to and help donate to go help these people. The government has the monopoly on, large-scale military pieces of equipment. And while, obviously we should pull out of Afghanistan and Iraq and we shouldn't have troops on the ground there, we aren't putting troops on the ground here, and you get a slippery slope argument, yeah, we might eventually, but we should, I think, at least, help these people, let them do the heavy lifting, but they were being killed by missiles and tanks, stuff that they couldn't defend themselves from. And if
you're making an excuse because you believe that there are no other ways to help. You feel like you have to support what the government is doing, when it could very well be that the government's involvement will make things much worse. And it's an excuse to not do anything. It's an excuse to say, all right, well, since there's nothing else out there, well, I guess we'll just do nothing, rather than create whatever it is that could be. I mean, I don't know how you would go about doing it, and I also would not make the claim that there are no ways to help, but who knows what charities might be involved or be willing to get involved. But, put together some money to go hire some mercenaries, if that's what you want to do, is to get involved in this particular conflict. It's not to say that other things couldn't be done if someone had the incentive to get out there and do it, if somebody cared enough to put something like that together. But it's easy to just write it off on the government and say, oh, well, we'll just let the government handle this. They're the only ones out there that can do it. So that's that. Don't have to think about it anymore.
Aren't any mercenaries that have air forces that I could go and try to create some agency in which, some nonprofit in which I could collect donations and hire them? Right now, there isn't anything, and we can't wait for, that kind of stuff to get set up right now.
It's true that the violence of the state has repercussions. And one of those repercussions is that good people, free people, can't defend themselves against the aggressions of the state. In this case, the Gaddafi. I mean, arguably one of the worst states on the planet. And but the United States government makes it so that defense contractors can't sell these kind of items to individuals. So this, the violence has repercussions, and that's what's occurred here. I don't know what the solutions are. Ian, is always going to take the more principled approach on this. I think that these people's lives today matter, and I want to see them saved today. I'm not willing to just toss them away.
There is no reason why. I'm sorry, you are looking into. You're not tossing them away by not supporting the government. Supporting the government could be tossing them away as well. So don't jump to that conclusion. And also don't jump to the conclusion that the solution here has to involve what the military would do. Your version of helping these people doesn't have to be dropping bombs. It can be something entirely different. So, for instance, how about putting a bounty out on Mr. Gaddafi's head? How about that one?
I'm not against it.
Okay, so there's a solution. If you take Gaddafi out,
that's think that big solution. That if his ambassador to the UN is calling for his resignation, everybody who around him, I figured that when he was rambling along on television, one of his security guards would come up, pop him in the back of the head, and this whole thing would be over. Apparently, he is protecting himself well enough, and I just don't know. The person who popped Gaddafi could very well rule that nation. There's a big bounty on Gaddafi's head today.
No, I don't know if there's officially a bounty on
his head. No, I mean the nation of Libya and all of its oil wealth goes to the guy who smokes Gaddafi.
Well, whatever, Mark. That's your presumption.
It's
presumption. All you know, you don't know what will happen in that sort of a turmoil situation. But if he's the target, I think that if you want to have a target in this situation, he would be that target. It wouldn't take a fraction of what it would cost to drop all those bombs to hire some mercenaries to go in and take care of that job. So think outside the military solution, big drop bombs on as many targets as possible box, and then start coming up with other options, because if you love liberty, you can't support the state. Thank you for the call tonight, Benjamin. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Joel listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Joel. Joel in Tallahassee, going once. Joel in Tally, going twice. How about Livewire listening in New Orleans? Livewire, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a world of entertainment.
Yes, sir.
And in particular, for example, Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
Last three trips down the red carpet, she was smoking hot, man. And they need to put me on a jury because I guarantee you she'll go free and we'll throw the media in the jail.
What do you want the media in jail for?
Well, but because 99% of those sort of problems come from the cameraman that's on the spot, and the whole aspect of one's life being in front of the camera, all day long, and what they do. I mean, I can only imagine, and I tend not to pay attention to it that much. But once, if she were to go to jail, they're going to be telling us in the media what is going on a daily basis within the jail cell. And,
well, I think
when
that,
they...
Yeah, I think that popular culture is way too, well, popular. I think that people spend way too much time obsessing over the lives of Hollywood celebrities instead of focusing on improving their own lives. So I might share some critique with you on this, this issue of pop culture in the Hollywood world. But at the same time, I wouldn't make the claim that it's the photographers and the paparazzi that drive these people to misbehavior. I think that, it's the world of Hollywood that involves drugs and sex and booze and all kinds of irresponsibility, or at least encourages that in people. And
That's life in general as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just that the cameras are on them, so you can it's played across all the newspaper headlines for everyone to see. And I thank you for the call tonight. So we don't have any more time, unfortunately, but we'll be back on Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Hope you have a super weekend.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.